Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the NSN Shift Support Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. Happy Friday. I hope you are having a great week. It is Thursday night when I'm recording this. We just ate some dinner. We're doing a little cleaning around the house because we have a very good, one of our best friends is in Tampa for the Taylor Swift concert this week. She's there right now as we speak. I'm super envious and so excited for the Nashville show. But she and her sister are going to come stay with us for a night tomorrow, hopefully, and hopefully get in some beach time before they have to go back to Greenville. So excited to see them. We also, there is an air show here this weekend, which I always really enjoy going to any type of air show. So I think we are going to meet my parents this weekend at the beach, have a little beach time, get in some vitamin D, and watch the air show. I am really trying to work to be more mindful of getting out on my days off when it feels right. You know, I obviously still feel like I need time to rest and just kind of be at home and not have to go anywhere. I spend a lot of time in my car for my job, which I don't mind, but sometimes that doesn't necessarily make you want to go drive somewhere on your day off. So trying to find the balance of getting out, doing fun things, being with people, but also taking my time to be home, rest, relax, and, you know, practice all different forms of self-care. So today I wanted to talk about the feelings and some of my experiences I've had recently with basically being a quote-unquote new nurse again. Now, granted, you will never be a new nurse once you've been a nurse. Once you get some type of experience, no matter what your specialty is, you always will, you know, be starting from a place of a lot more knowledge and experience than you were as a true new graduate nurse. So I don't want to say, you know, I have the same experience as a new grad nurse because I just don't. This job transition, new specialty, all that was so much smoother than becoming a, you know, a nurse right out of the gate. But I did find it interesting, some of the things that came up, some of the anxiety I had, that I kind of had to work my confidence a little bit again, which I thought I was really good with. So we're going to chat a little bit about that. So, quick story, I was an LPN 4 years, and then I've been an RN for the past six, almost 7 years. I worked in rehab, like skilled nursing rehab, as an LPN and as an RN. I was on cardiac telemetry, cardiac PCU. I traveled for 5 or 6 assignments and worked float pool PCU, cardiac PCU. So a lot of my experience has all been in acute care. So after, you know, I was diagnosed with PTSD, just really started having my struggles, I realized I needed time away from nursing. And then even after that time, I realized after just really, you know, reflecting on everything, it wasn't my time to go back to the hospital. So I decided to give home health a try. And I can say it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. I absolutely love it. Is it perfect? No job is. There was a learning curve, you know, which I expected. But I just feel like my stress levels are a lot less. I'm not living in that constant fight or flight. I'm not constantly overstimulated with bells and alarms and people and emergencies and all these things, which I really liked a lot of that while I was in the hospital, but I just realized my nervous system needed a break, my mental health needed a break. And this, I still get to, you know, be out with patients. I'm still doing hands-on patient care. I'm still using a lot of my skills, but it's just giving me a mental and physical break, which is what I needed. So the first thing I kind of noticed was in my interview, they were, you know, respectful and, like, appreciative of all the experience I had, the hospital experience, the travel experience, float pool, all that. But I didn't have home health experience. And home health is a little niche in the type of, like, you do OASIS, which is a type of documentation for Medicare that you have to do for admissions, discharges, change in condition, things like that, which is very long and lengthy and detailed and just has so many little things that you have to know how to answer in order to get reimbursed. So, of course, it comes down to money. And there's a lot of autonomy to it, which is fantastic. But, you know, if you're having issues getting in an IV, a wound back, whatever, you're going to have to call and have another nurse come to wherever you're at. You don't have a coworker out in the hall or even someone in the building that you can call. You know, they might be an hour away. There might not really be anyone available. You might just have to call your director or someone. So that's kind of another thing that makes home health unique. And then there's just a lot of like case management type things that you do. I'm sure if you worked at a really big company that had a social worker that was really involved in all the patients' cases, then that might not be quite as true, but you do a lot of social worker type case management things as well. So those are all things that we don't necessarily do exactly the same in the hospital. And they're things that kind of add a learning curve for new people and kind of make it so you might, you know, not be fully up to, like, productivity as quickly as they may like. So I noticed my interviews, like, they were really excited about the experience I had, but there was kind of like that, okay, so you're new to home health. Like, I haven't really had anyone in an interview in a long time act like, oh, you're new to this, or you don't have experience in this, or kind of just treat me more like a newbie. Because, you know, I mean, travel interviews, you know, I was like, yes, I've done this, this, and this. I can manage those drips. I can manage these type of patients. I've been a nurse for this long. And it was like, okay, great. And then you get your one day of orientation and you're off on your own. When I interviewed for my RN job, I had my 4 years of LPN experience. So while I didn't have RN experience, I did have nursing experience. So it was definitely different to have hiring managers kind of looking at me like I was new. They still really appreciated my experience. They didn't think I would have an issue transitioning to home health, but it wasn't the same as being hired as an experienced home health nurse, if that makes sense. So that was a little different. It wasn't bad, but that's when I really first got that, like, oh, like, I really don't quite know what I'm going to be doing, which I realized, but I just don't think it really hit me till I had the manager kind of saying that. So then I get started in home health, and, you know, it's just totally different than anything I've been doing. The charting's different. It's very, very lengthy charting. I mean, an admission can, just the charting can take you over an hour for one patient. Communicating with the doctors is much different because it's not like being in, you know, the hospital where they're right there, or even in long-term care where I had an on-call I could call. You're working a lot with, like, primary care doctors, VA doctors, and they are not always easy to get a hold of, and they are not always quick to write orders. So that was a big change as well. And I've mentioned this, but the autonomy, which I think is both good and bad, as the nurse, you really are taking care of the total patient. You are talking to doctors, you're doing case management type stuff, you're looking into community resources to get them connected with, you're making sure they have their medications, they know how to take their medications, wound care, IV, all these type of things. So I knew how to do all that in the hospital, but in the hospital it was kind of more neatly laid out for you, you know, like they came in, you had these giant supply rooms, you had a pharmacy on site, you had doctors on site. So now I was out on my own in someone's house in the community trying to communicate with all of these doctors and pharmacies and supply companies, etc., in the community. So that was just definitely a learning curve. I feel like I caught on pretty quick, but again, it was just all these factors. I didn't even know how they really worked, and now I'm also trying to, you know, figure them out for patients in real time. The documentation also was a learning curve and something, you know, I kind of had to get some constructive feedback on, because a lot of the documentation as a nurse in the hospital, it's more just, you know, your assessment, what you're seeing, what you're doing. And in home health, it's more similar to like a provider's HMP or documentation, because we have to make sure we're saying the right thing to get us paid. So our documentation is very closely tied to reimbursement, which is a little bit different than working in a facility as a nurse typically. So that's something I really had to learn as well. So, you know, I went from being a travel nurse, getting to a hospital, doing one day of orientation, then being on my own with a full patient load, probably some of the sickest patients, and just, you know, communicating with doctors and like knowing what I need to do. Granted, I may not know at the hospital exactly who I need to contact. You know, I might have a few questions about charting, but then home health was just, it's the same, but it's very different. So it was just interesting to kind of feel not as confident because I didn't know as much, and I found myself having to ask a lot more questions, and I ask a lot of questions because I think there is no dumb question, and it's so much better to just ask a question versus putting anything or anyone in danger by not asking a question. But it was just very different, and it just really made me empathize with new nurses all over again because it's very overwhelming when sometimes you don't even know what question you need to ask. You don't even know where to start to find the answer. And, you know, I'm out in the field by myself, so I can call people, but I don't have someone right there at the desk where I can just swing by and be like, hey, let me ask you this real quick. I'm going to actually have to call. They might be in a patient's home. They might be in a meeting. But it just reminded me of that feeling, which we all have situations, even as experienced nurses, but just more of the uneasiness and not knowing and not being as confident in my decisions. I did a lot of deciding what I was thinking I wanted to do and then calling to make sure I was going the right path, that I was, you know, doing everything I needed to do, notifying all the people I needed to notify. So if you are a new nurse, if you're going to be a new nurse, just know that even the experienced nurses, you know, we have questions, we have learning curves. You're never, ever going to know anything. And that's okay. And you can still, even if you don't know, you can still have a level of confidence that makes you comfortable at your job. So you don't want to be too confident. You don't want to be cocky, but you can be confident that, you know, you have the base knowledge to at least figure out what you don't know. And I think that was the biggest difference in being a new nurse, you know, switching specialties versus being a brand new nurse, is you do have that experience and knowledge, and so your confidence is a little, your confidence is there. Where when you're a new nurse, you really have to work on that. And to my experienced nurses, please, please, please be kind to our new nurses. Whether that's new graduate nurses, whether that's nurses that are new to the specialty, or nurses that are simply new to the unit. I have a nurse, Rose, who I work with. She has been in home health a long time, longer than I've been a nurse. And she has just been so reassuring and kind and taken the time to really talk to me and help me. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And how important that is to have to help make the transition to a new job, a new specialty, to nursing better for our, you know, fellow nurses. We need to be doing that. We need to be taking the time to say, hey, how you doing? Do you have any questions? When they ask questions, we need to take the time to stop and listen and give them good answers and not make them feel bad about asking us. We need to take the time when they do something right to give them, you know, let them know that they did it right. Let them know what they did right, what they could do better next time. But when I would call and ask questions and she would say, yes, you're on the right track, you're doing great, you know, you got this, that really helped boost my confidence and make me feel more comfortable in making decisions quicker because, you know, I was getting that positive feedback. And so even if you're not precepting, I realize precepting is not for everyone. I really, truly believe that. I do not agree with some of these units, jobs, etc., that make everyone precept because I think it's not fair to either the experienced nurse or the preceptee, the new nurse. But I think we all can take the time to answer questions. We can all take the time to check in on our new nurses. And we can all take the time to give some positive affirmations, some positive reinforcement, some kind words to our fellow nurses. Because a toxic work environment is not going to make any of our jobs easier. It's not good for us to work in. It's not going to help with staff retention. We're never going to become fully staffed if we can't create a better work environment. So that's really something, again, I have been reminded of through both traveling and being a new nurse. I had, you know, a travel assignment where the nurses were overall nice and helpful and would answer questions and kind of check in on me. And then I had travel assignments and I floated to units where they blatantly will not help me. They won't answer my questions. If I ask them for help, they pretty much tell me I need to figure it out. And that's not a place that I want to work. It doesn't make me want to stay on that unit. It doesn't make me want to volunteer to help that unit. And it always bothered me because I felt like they were just making their lives a lot harder than they needed to be by being that way. You know, if you just help each other out, if you encourage new nurses, if you help new nurses, then they stay. You have better staffing. You have a better staff when you teach people and they become competent. So I feel like this episode got a little all over the place, but these are all thoughts I've been having on my mind the past 3-4 months that I've been at this job. Oh gosh, four months, almost five. It's been a while, but just please be nice to your new nurses. Whether they are new grads or, you know, new to the specialty or, like I said, even just new on the unit. And if you're a new nurse, please know that your questions are valid. You deserve to ask your questions and have them answered and not to be made to feel bad about it. And if anyone does make you feel bad about it, that is a direct reflection of them and has nothing to do with you. So, yes, overall, I will say it definitely, the first couple weeks, it felt a little weird to not know what I was doing, to not know anything about the charting. Because, you know, even different charting systems, you're still kind of charting the same thing in the hospital. But now I was charting completely different things. Admissions look different. If you can hear Declan in the background, I apologize. He's raging. Admissions look different. You know, discharges look different. I was doing a lot more case management things. I was, you know, working with community resources and doctors and the VA and things I had just never done. So I did feel like I didn't know things. It felt uncomfortable at times. I definitely had that like new feeling, like I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't even know, you know, where to begin on a question sometimes. But just know whether you're, you know, if you just walked out the door of school and passed your NCLEX, or if you've been a nurse for 10 years, you know, we all have that feeling. It's not a bad thing. It doesn't have to control us. It doesn't have to turn into terrible pre and post shift anxiety. It doesn't have to turn into lack of confidence. You can be new and you can learn and you can not know and you can still be comfortable at your job. Which I think will probably be an upcoming podcast. If you haven't listened to, I believe, podcasts 4, 5, and 6, that is our podcast about pre-shift anxiety. It's a three-episode series about pre-shift anxiety and things you can do to help with that. So I'd encourage you to go check that out if you haven't yet. But thank you for tuning in, listening to what I believe might have turned into a little bit of rambling, but I just think it's so important. Every time I talk about being a new nurse, I just have to talk about the importance of the experienced nurses being mentors, being supportive, and the importance of new nurses, you know, being able to ask questions safely and not feel judged, because it's such an issue in nursing. I see it on so many different units, and I have been the person that the new nurses go to with anxiety and when they're upset and when they're frustrated because they're not being treated well by the other experienced nurses. So let's try to make units places that people want to stay, whether you're a traveler or staff. That way we can just have better staff units, have, you know, a better work environment. And again, I will, you know, acknowledge that we work in a broken system, very much so, and there's a lot of systemic issues that we aren't going to be able to fix overnight, but I do think at least being kind to each other is a really good place to start. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry I missed last week, but it was really good to talk to you all, and I would love to hear some feedback. If you have any feedback on this episode, if you've listened to another episode you enjoyed, come on over to the NSN Instagram at nurses.supporting.nurses and send me a message. I would love to connect with you. And as always, before we leave, Declan is literally trying to push me off the bench right now, and he's being so loud. Before we go, let's do an affirmation for your shift ahead. Today's affirmation for your shift ahead is, I am centered and grounded. I am centered and grounded. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, and we will talk again next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.